Praise God. Let's pray for the sharing of God's word today and just give God glory. Father, we thank you. Lord, thank you that you are still that God.
Yes.
You're still a God who sees somebody in trouble, who sees somebody in need, who sees somebody silently, Lord, weeping, broken, crying out for rescue, not always even knowing whom to turn to, Lord. And you begin to draw them, Lord. You begin to bring them to the feet of Jesus. Lord, thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, God. You are that same God for us. Lord, in every way that we need you, Lord, you want to do more than we can ask. Lord, so tonight we ask you today, Lord, we ask you, we put our hope and trust in you, Lord. Today, God, we push out all the voices, Lord, that are contrary, all of doubts and fears and anxieties. All the facts, Lord, tonight, we put them out. Lord, tonight we are here to meet with you. We're here to receive from you all that you have for us, Lord. Lord, bless the sharing. Bless every person in person and online. And Lord, would you do a miracle tonight in somebody's life? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. We are so, so glad that you are here, both on online and in person. For all of you online, welcome. We thank God for all of you. Man, we heard such powerful testimonies today. I don't know about you, but I that's one of my favorite nights. Tonight, it's when the Word of God, the doctrine, all the things that we hear pastors preach about become reality. It's when the things that we know are true in the Bible become true for somebody. And that also means that it must become true for us as well. And so I just want to open up today with just this one phrase. There's this one phrase that Jesus begins to speak throughout the Gospels. This one phrase that he speaks over our lives, I believe all of humanity, over all of humanity. And it's a phrase, it's a sentence, it's a pronouncement by which we live and even die. And I just want to read it to you. It's out of Matthew 9:29. According to your faith, let it be done unto you. Tonight, what matters more than anything, what matters more than anything to our life, do you believe in the Son of God? Do you believe that God loves you, that God wants to do a miracle in your life? And that these stories today are not just their stories, they are a part of what we're going to begin to experience as well in our own testimony. I want to share with you just quickly from the scriptures a story where the most unexpected person was brought to their knees before the feet of Jesus. It was somebody that would never otherwise would turn to Jesus, would never otherwise have any need to turn to Jesus. In fact, everything in his life was contrary to him. But there was a circumstance, there was a sudden change, there was a crisis that came into his life that began to bring him to the feet of Jesus. And as he cried out for the Lord to come and do a miracle in his life, the Lord was on his way, but he was delayed. And Jesus wanted this man to see something along the way, that while there was a delay, there was another testimony that Jesus wanted this man to hear, because in that testimony, there were the keys that would bring this man to his own miracle. Without that testimony, his faith would not make it. God used the testimony of another person to strengthen and equip and begin to carry this man to his own miracle. Tonight, I want to share with you this message titled, "Their Testimony Carried Me to My Miracle." You know, in this place, we heard these powerful stories. I just incredible with Alex, was going to become a boxer. And just was having these random migraines, problems with sleeping and so on. And suddenly, a heart murmur, open heart surgery. Everything on the line, turning to destructive paths. And then suddenly he meets God. And that might be you today, or you might be in a crisis so difficult. You might be going through something so tough in your life, where there's things that you've battled with for so long that tonight you don't have enough faith to reach out to Jesus and to believe something for yourself. And I believe God provided these testimonies, these miracles, these real lives, real individuals that reached out, somehow were able to reach out and touch Jesus. And not only did they receive a miracle that they needed so desperately, a breakthrough in their lives, Jesus gave them so much more. And so I want to read to us really quickly just a story out of Luke chapter 8 about Jairus, the ruler of a synagogue, and this woman with the issue of blood, and how God, Jesus, chose to stop this man in the most urgent moment of his life, the biggest crisis of his life, that brought this powerful man to his knees before Jesus. And Jesus had to speak to him, not with his words, but through a testimony. And so let's read this together out of Luke 8, 41. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue. And falling at the feet of Jesus, he implored him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. He was a powerful man. He was a man connected. He was one of the elites, actually, politically connected, economically secure. This is a man that was in a prime of his life, enjoying his life. There was no need for him, for God, really. And in fact, even though he was religious, there was religious activity. There was religious practice. He was on all the right services at all. He was far from God because he did not need God. And so it's incredible how God knows how to allow life to take a turn. And how to allow certain circumstances to turn things out. Where Jairus, who had everything, suddenly the thing that brought so much worth, so much value, was so meaningful to his life, when it was suddenly in danger, his daughter, his precious little 12-year-old girl, that has brought this powerful man to his knees. God knows how to bring us to the feet of Jesus. Thank God. I don't know about you. I don't know what brought you to Jesus. Depression brought me to Jesus. I was dying in my depression, and it brought me to Jesus. Thank God. For whatever it is that we might have cursed in the moment that we never saw it coming, but it brought us to the feet of Jesus. And the Bible says that he was on his knees at the feet of Jesus, imploring him to come. And so in verse 43, we begin to see that Jesus went with this man, that Jesus responded. And I love that. I love that. That tells us that when we cry out to Jesus, no matter who you are, you might be important, you might be unimportant, Jesus hears you. And the Bible says that Jesus began to go with him towards his house, even though he was pressed in and surrounded by crowds. And verse 43 says, and there was also a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And though she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed by anyone. And while Jairus was in the prime of his life, when suddenly things turned out, for the same 12 years that Jairus was enjoying the comforts of life, this woman was suffering. This woman was only seeing a decline, spent all her living, her income, on looking for a solution to her problem that only got worse. It was a nightmare that only got worse. But in that place, God began to stir up something in her. And whether you're Jairus and all was well until suddenly life became a crisis, or you are like this woman who's not even named, irrelevant, not a contributor. She was socially ostracized, excluded because of what she had become, what life made her. And at the depths of her nightmare, at this place, this dark place of that she called life, God was beginning to meet her, and she didn't even know it. You see, there's a way that God begins to stir something on the inside when we least expect it. When you think you hit rock bottom and you think there is no lower place you can go, and that is exactly where you're going to stay, God began to stir something in her. It was a hope. It was something she must have heard. It was a seed of faith. And maybe that's you today. Maybe you're you could not even hear these testimonies, but you realize there's something Jesus can do for me. There's something Jesus must do for me. I gotta get to Jesus. And that's why you're in this place tonight. And I just want to present to you, whatever got you here, it's not you. This woman, the Bible says in verse 44, and she came up behind him and touched the fringe of her garment. Somehow, in the depths of her sorrow and her pain, something stirred up in her to cause her to stand up, to get up of her condition. And maybe you're online right now, and maybe you are in that bed of depression. Maybe you're in that bed of addiction. Maybe you're in that bed of just being completely alone. Maybe your spouse left you, whatever might be happening to you. And right now, God is stirring, because of what you heard tonight on the stage, God is stirring a hope that if God did it for them, he could do it for me. That woman must have heard about the miracles Jesus was doing for others. She must have heard something somewhere that God could turn it around. And there was something stirring in her, and it was the hand of God. The reason why you're here and you won't quit, the reason why you keep coming back, even though you have not yet received your answer, is because the hand of God is working in your life. There is faith stirring. And the Bible, that we read that first verse, and let that be our motto today and for the rest of our lives. According to your faith, let it be done unto you. And even though you might have a small mustard seed of faith, that faith is able to get you to touch Jesus. And the Bible begins to say in verse 44 that as she got close to behind Jesus and touched the fringe of his garment, immediately her discharge of blood ceased. That even a little bit of faith, when it gets a hold of God, is enough to release the power of God in your life. But God was not done yet with this woman. You see, God, Jesus, was on his way for a very important man. And maybe that's what you feel like tonight. Maybe this is, you're looking at people on the stage, impressive people in suits, or maybe not so impressive. And you might be thinking, God answers their prayers. God, they know what to do. They know how to get God's attention. They know how to pray big prayers. But I'm just a little old me. I desperately need God, and I just have this little bit of faith, and I just know that I need to get to Jesus. And tonight, you've gotten through to him. And tonight, you're even beginning to experience just that there is something happening in your heart, just like Alex was sharing, that when he broke through to Jesus, he began to feel peace. And just tonight, just for a moment, as God is doing that work in your heart, allow him, give him your faith, trust him. Don't worry about what's waiting for you outside of service. And so Jesus stops everything to acknowledge this woman's faith, and he begins to ask, who is it that touched me? For he perceived that power had gone out from him. And I love verse 47, and when the woman saw that she was no longer hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, and declared in the presence of all the people why she had touched him. And verse 47, how he immediately healed her. This woman just wanted to get a hold of Jesus, to get her miracle, and then go back in peace to her life and just live out the rest of her life in the shadows, because that's what she had become. And I don't know who is listening today and what you've been through, but there's a way that the devil and the world and our circumstances have with us, that they squeeze us into this box. They squeeze us into this place where we become like this woman. We don't have a name and an identity anymore. We're just a person that don't belong. We're just a person that doesn't have a voice. And I love the words of Jesus tonight, that he begins to speak to this woman. He says, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. He names your daughter. He commands her to go in peace, and he tells her how to go forward in this new life that she is, was now given in Jesus. And I just want to present to you that even when you don't have enough faith to break through to Jesus on your own, God wants to help you. And he sends people along just like he did tonight. that would share about the way that they were able to get a hold of God. And what this thing begins to do, their testimonies begin to do for you, is to prepare you for what might come next, for your own testimony, for the thing that God is about to do in your life. Because the Bible says in verse 49, while Jesus was still speaking, the thing that Jairus feared most came. Like Anissa tonight, she grew up in a Christian home, and her brother got terribly ill. And she prayed, and she cried out to God. And she says, I know you're able. I know you're able, so heal my brother. And God didn't answer her prayer right then the way that she wanted to. And the thing that she feared most happened. But God wanted to do something greater for Anissa, something greater for you and I, something greater for Jairus than what we might be seeking tonight. And the Bible says that someone from the ruler's house came in verse 49 and said that your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore. And I think this is the test for us, that there are things that bring us to Jesus because we can't bear to go on in the way that we are, wherever we find ourselves in the moment. And that's why we come to Jesus. But in our hearts of hearts, once we get an answer and receive from Jesus that which we need so desperately, we would like to return right back to where we came from. Jairus would love to have gone right back to his beautiful life after receiving from Jesus what he needed most and then leaving Jesus behind. But Jesus wanted to do something different because Jesus knew that we need, that Jairus needed, that we need something more than an answer to the most pressing thing in our life. We need not just healing, but now that Jairus has experienced death, we need resurrection. Praise God. And as people were telling Jairus, do not trouble the teacher anymore, Jesus turns to Jairus, turns to us. He says, do not fear, only believe, and she will be well. And finally, in verse 51, and when Jesus came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James, the father and mother of the child. And all, in verse 52, and all were weeping and mourning for her. Isn't it amazing how when we find ourselves in the most challenging seasons of our lives, that suddenly the weepers and the mourners show up to tell us all the facts as if we didn't know, right? To tell us exactly how terrible the situations we find ourselves in and how impossible that it is. And I love what Jesus begins to do. Not only does he put them all out, he begins to speak to them and even begins to speak to the situation. And he says, do not weep, for she is not dead. I love this. Do not weep, for she is not dead, but sleeping. And verse 53 says, and they laughed at him knowing that she was dead. She was dead. She was dead. And maybe that's you today. Maybe your situation is that there's something about death that seems to be bigger than anything else in life. It would even appear to be bigger than God. Death is irreversible. Death is so final. And you know, there's a thing, the problem of human suffering, the trouble of human suffering, it keeps us, so many people, from God. There's certain things that begin to happen in somebody's life that keep them from believing anymore, keep them from approaching God anymore. But I love what Jesus begins to do. He speaks of the situation that is death, and he says, it's not death, it's sleeping. Who else can speak to a dead situation and say that it's not dead, but the one that can take a dead situation and bring it to life? And so Jesus goes into the room with a little girl. He grabs her by the hand. And Jesus is no longer just a teacher. He's no longer just a guide in life that can give you some good principles for how to do well in life and how to get better, how to improve your life, how to find a little bit of healing. He's suddenly the author of the universe. He's suddenly your creator that saw you while you were being knit in your mother's womb, that saw you through to your success in life, if you reach success in life, even while you turned your back on him. and then also saw you through to the crisis that would bring you to your knees, would so humble you that he would bring you to Jesus. And then while you only were so fixated on that one thing, he would begin to bring you to so much more. And tonight, as we get ready to pray and begin to close out, whatever it is that's causing you to hold back from God, whatever it is that's holding you back from living that life, just like Matthew chapter 9 says, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. The God that created you, that loves you, that does miracles like the ones we heard about today, will do them for you as well as you put your hope and your trust in him. And tonight, can we all stand and get ready to close out? Praise God. We're going to just take these few moments to pray. And maybe your breakthrough is still delayed, just like Jairus. Maybe God is not answering your prayers. God wants you to hear these stories that a person was able to break through to God and receive everything that they needed and more. And you will too. And the way that we receive anything from God, the way that we receive undeserved mercy and kindness and grace, miracles and a brand new life, it will come to us for free as we believe, but it did not come to Jesus for free. In order for Jesus to look beyond your and my sins, to look beyond your and I patterns that are destructive, that are hurting ourselves, hurting people around us, that have caused so much damage in our lives and in the lives of so many, somebody had to pay for those sins. And God chose, instead of us paying for our sins and being forever separated from God, that his son, his pure son, his good son, the one that never did anything wrong, the perfect Lamb of God, would be slain in our place. And that we, instead of judgment, would receive the mercies, the kindness, the miracles of God instead. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's the kind of God that you put your hope in. That's the kind of God that took your place and hung naked and was nailed to a cross so that he could give you healing and hope and resurrected new life. And so as we close our eyes tonight, we're not coming to church. We're not coming to religion. We're not coming to some good teaching. We're coming to the author of life. We're coming to the one that knows us and loves us at our worst, that is determined to bring us to our best, that wants to give us not just healing, but a brand new life. A brand new life in Jesus. And so if you're in this place and you have a life full of trouble and you say, I need help from my trouble, but I also want this new life, then I recognize that though I feel unlovely, I feel unlovable, that maybe, just maybe, this God sees me and knows me and loves me, and maybe he died for me too. And the answer is, he did. And so right now, as I'm about to pray the sinner's prayer, it's because we are all sinners in need of a Savior. And we all have to pray this acceptance prayer of giving our lives, putting our faith in Jesus, so that according to our faith, God's blessings would be given to us. You can be a part of that too. So as I'm getting ready to pray this prayer, and you want to be included, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to open the gates of your heart wide to Jesus, would you lift your hand right now so that when I pray, you can be included? Praise God. I see your hands all over this place. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You can put your hands down. Let's pray this together. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe that you're the Son of God. I believe that on the cross, you took my sin, my guilt, and my shame, and you died for it. You faced hell for me so that I wouldn't have to go. And you rose from the grave to give me a place in heaven, a purpose on earth, and a relationship with your Father. Right now, Lord Jesus, I turn from my sin to be born again. Just say this part loud. God is my Father. Jesus is my Savior. The Holy Spirit is my helper. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen.